That song means it's time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by the bookstore selling new and used books, cards, and art supplies on Main Street in Haines. From 11 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. You can reach them at 766-3356 and online at HaynesBookstore.com. I am joined here in the studio with Melissa and Vija.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Beautiful day.
Uh-huh.
Before we jump into our garden conversation, I have late breaking news.
Uh-oh.
On a garden sale. We're going to have a houseplant sale as part of the electronic recycling.
Oh,
up
cool.
At Haynes Friends Recycling.
And that's this Saturday?
That's this Friday and Saturday. And it'll start Friday about 11. The electronic sale starts about 10, but we'll start the plant sale at about 11.
Okay.
And, yeah. So and
when does it start on Saturday?
It'll start at 10.
Cool.
So you said the electronic sale. Is it a sale or is picking up stuff,
yeah.
Dropping off stuff?
I need more coffee, Joni.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Right. The electronic recycling event, is 10
okay.
to 2, and the houseplant sale will be 11 to 2 on
okay.
Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturday.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
So good morning, Via.
Hi, Melissa.
And welcome. Today we're going to talk about the farmer's market, which starts really soon.
Yeah, very soon. Like in two days. June 3rd, this Saturday.
Yeah.
At 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the fairgrounds
okay.
under Payson's Pavilion is the first farmer's market. Mm. Of 2023.
Ta-da!
Yeah,
okay.
So it's the beginning of the season. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I suspect that just about everybody that listens to Garden Conversation is really looking forward to some healthy, locally grown produce.
Yeah.
I just had my first salad out of the garden.
Oh,
made
really?
My first batch of pesto.
Oh, yeah.
My first rhubarb crunch. It's just,
oh my goodness.
What kind of greens are you pulling out of the garden?
All kinds of
cool
stuff, mostly spinach.
Oh.
Spinach, and my kale didn't make it through the winter. It always does. This year it didn't. But kale and spinach and cabbage leaves and some basil and, you know, just whatever I could find.
That's so cool.
Anyway, okay, so the first sale, first farmer's market is this weekend, Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
Okay.
And the farmer's market, you know, starts the first weekend of June mm-hmm. and runs till the end of September. And you can count on it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., except for fair weekend. Then it's just fair. And this, for the first market, we have an exciting number of vendors. We have 20-plus vendors signed up for this Saturday.
Wow.
Which
that's
just
huge.
To give you a frame, a reference that usually the first markets have, like, 10 to 12 vendors. So we already have a lot of excitement. I think everyone's feeling that spring, summer frenzy. And so this weekend you can look forward to baked goods, kids clothing, meat pies are back. Adventure Harvest will be there with their syrups and spices and goods. Haynes Dames is going to have a bunch of different desserts and cool kind of like health products. There'll be plant starts, both house plants and I think some outdoor and flower bouquets, honey and Ayurvedic oils. And the band is going to be there.
Okay.
Yep. Extended play will be there.
Great.
Oh, I thought you meant the band.
Oh, no. That'd be cool.
That'd be
too.
Cool.
Yeah. Like,
what?
We really
what
pulled some
about?
Strings.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of big name. Yeah. So that's kind of what we can expect this weekend.
Will there be any produce this weekend or is it too early?
It's still pretty early. I think we might see some mint coming in and maybe vegetable starts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be some wild harvested greens and that kind of thing. But we're probably not going to see produce really come in until the end of June.
Okay.
And I think Four Winds Farm is planning to start doing the market in July once she's really getting into the harvest.
There might be rhubarb there this weekend?
Yeah, rhubarb. You could probably count on rhubarb. I'll make sure there'll be some.
Rhubarb.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's a weed.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get a table to sell things at the farmer's market. How do they go about doing that? What's the cost? Do you have available tables?
Yeah. Yep. We've never told anyone no, so we try to keep it as inclusive and open as possible. We're all about getting more folks selling their local goods and wares. If you want to get a table, you should call or text Sierra at 907-515-7086.
Do that number again?
Yeah, 907-515-7086. That's Sierra's number, and she's the market manager. So you could call her, text her to let her know you want a table.
My experience is texting her works much better.
Yeah, yeah, she's a busy gal. Yeah. And I think she's guiding during the day, so she'll probably get back to people in the evening. And there's also a website, HanesFarmersMarket.com, has a vendor resource tab, so you can find out about kind of some of our rules and requirements and the fees. The fees are pretty minimal. It's $5 per table, plus 10% of your profit at the market, not to exceed $20 altogether. So altogether, you would never pay more than $20 for a table, and the minimum you'd pay is $5.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and if folks become regular vendors, you know, I think the first time when you try it out, you don't have to worry about getting a business license. But if you sign up and you find that you want to do this on a like every weekend, then you could go down to the borough office and get a Hanes business license and do all of that, which is actually pretty painless. And Jesse's really nice to work with.
Okay. And what does a business license cost?
$50.
$50. Yeah. Okay. So you'd have to be making enough to cover.
Yeah. And that some people, cost. Like if you're, you could talk to Sierra or I, and we could tell you like the situations where you don't need a business license. Like Sally and Timmy setting up a lemonade stand. Don't need to worry about that. If you're there infrequently, like maybe once a month, you don't need to worry about that. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you're with a nonprofit, I think there's some other exclusions. But yeah, you could talk to one of us.
And okay.
We
can, well,
we'll talk to Jesse too.
A lot of nonprofits already have their essentially their business license. So you just operate under that one, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, contact Sierra if you want a table or go check out Hanes Farmers Market. No, HanesFarmersMarket.com. And there's vendor resources on there and you can kind of see it in writing. Yeah. There's also, you can message Hanes Farmers Market through Facebook and we'll get back to you about tables and such there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What and when did this start?
The farmers market?
Yeah.
Way before I was here in Hanes, I hear from you, Melissa, that it started in 2005.
I think I went to the farmer's market when I was here in 2005. Yeah.
There's some older pictures up on the website, which are kind of fun to look at. Because I know when I first came to town, it was Leah that brought me in on the market. And then Sarah and Melina followed her. And then I ran it for a couple years and now it's Sierra. Mm-hmm. But I've heard stories of Susie McCartney running it and who else?
Oh, it goes back.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful resource.
Oh, it's just a really feel good
so
thing
fun.
Too. You go there and vendors are happy to be there putting out these products that they made with love. The community's happy to get together and it's just a really nice feel good thing.
Yeah. Tell us about SNAP benefits.
Yeah, I'm really excited to tell you guys about SNAP benefits. So Hanes Farmers Market has had the permit to accept SNAP EBT for the last 3 years now.
And tell us what SNAP EBT is.
SNAP EBT benefits are, I don't know like what the technical way to describe it, but it's basically food stamps. And so you can use your SNAP EBT benefits to buy variety of foods, and you can use them at the farmer's market to purchase any, like, almost, well, I should be very specific about this, but you can buy a lot of different foods at the farmer's market with your SNAP EBT. What you can't buy is like ready to go foods, so you can't go up to a food truck and buy a sandwich, like that's not eligible. What you can buy is produce, you can buy plant starts, you can buy cookies, you can buy jams, you can buy honey, you can buy nuts. Like a lot of great products at the Hanes Farmers Market are you can use your SNAP EBT for. So this year, the farmers market has received a grant to do a SNAP EBT match. So that means, like, if you go to the farmers market, you use SNAP EBT for $40, you get $80 of produce. So there's a one-to-one match, which is really great.
And you have to use that all the same Saturday?
No, you could actually, each person with a SNAP EBT benefits can receive, can use up to $40 of their SNAP EBT every market throughout the season. So I think, I don't know the total count, but I think there'll be like 12 markets. One person could do the one-to-one match at each market, which is great. You could get, you know, instead of $40 of local healthy foods, you would get $80 for that amount. It's also really wonderful for the market to, like, not only be bringing in some of those, like, SNAP EBT funds, but also just, like, getting more people in love with the local food and making it more accessible, you know?
Yeah, and helping people.
Right. It helps out the vendors, too, which
really
is huge.
Does.
Yeah, it encourages the vendors to keep coming back.
It's kind of a win-win all around.
Yeah.
So they'll be, keep your ear out. If you are interested in that one-to-one match program, keep your ear out on the radio, and there'll be flyers around town. It won't start this weekend. We're still kind of doing the approval paperwork, but you'll hear about it. And then there'll be a table specifically that says, like, SNAP EBT, and there'll be a coordinator there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow.
That's exciting. What a great
way. You're on top of it. I love that.
Alaska Farmers Market Association makes things like these resources really available.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all you locavores out there that want to eat local food, this is a great resource here. So thank you, Via, for all that you are doing. So
I like that, local vores.
Yeah. Have you heard that term?
I have not heard that term.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are so hip, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Absolutely. Totally hip. So come out on Saturday the 1st and support the farmer's market. And again, it starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock to 1.
Okay. So bring your recycling on Friday, your electronic recycling on Friday.
Or maybe bring both. You can do Saturday, go get coffee and a baked good.
And then bring your recycling.
And then take your recycling after.
Over. Okay.
Come hear some local or some live music and
the
extended play.
Yeah. Very good. So it's gardening time. It's absolutely crazy. Do you garden with everything else you're doing? Or,
you know, I'm a little shy to admit this, but I this year decided at home I was not going to garden, just to simplify. I'm volunteering in other people's gardens, and that's kind of filling that that mental, emotional niche.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that, you know, gardening, you can absolutely do what you're doing, and that is volunteer to help somebody else and share the produce, or if you're doing your own thing, to do your own thing, you know.
Right. There's also, like, the Mosquito Lake garden that you can volunteer at.
Right.
Take home some good produce there.
Absolutely, yeah. Or find some friend that, you know, needs a little bit of extra help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on over.
Oh, yeah, just call me up.
Yeah. So a few things to do or not do in your garden right now. If you don't mow your lawn, wildflowers will emerge to feed the pollinators. And I have a lovely patch of dandelions growing now.
I think we all do.
Yeah. And coming into town, I passed an orchard that was, the whole floor of it was covered with dandelions. And that's just such a great way to bring the bees in, strengthen up those hives, and have them there to help.
Right.
With all the pollinating.
Yeah. My OCD gets a little anxious, but I want it clean, you know. And
I've organized my garden so it's sort of a demarcation a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that you
this
know,
is where the wild things can grow.
That's right. So if you're going to do something like that where you want to attract pollinators, make sure that you do not spray with any pesticides or herbicides. because they're very poisonous to bees. Yeah, so we need to wrap up here. If your rhubarb starts to send up seed heads, cut those off immediately.
Should you cut those? Or I've seen some people just bend them over. Does it matter?
They need to be gone.
They just need to be gone, however you choose to do them.
Yeah, they suggest that you don't use a knife to cut the leaves off either, the actual rhubarb stems. But I've always used a knife, and my patch is amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, I usually pull my rhubarb stalks, but
sometimes, like a tooth.
Yeah, sometimes they won't do that. Keep your row covers on your brassicas as long as possible to prevent root maggots. And if you're looking for some inspirational gardening ideas, check out on BritBox, Gardener's World, and the Chelsea Garden Show in England. It's just amazing.
And, you know, their climate is similar to ours, too. So it works, you know.
Yeah, it's close enough. Yeah. It's close enough. And we, you know, we had Annette Smith in a few weeks ago talking about trying to do some gardening projects up at the Sculpture Garden. The Chelsea Flower Show is, like, way over the top. But you'd get some good ideas for some little simple places that you might be able to tuck something in. And we are out of time.
Yeah.
So thank you, Via. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.